The epistle to be read today for Monday, Thursday, is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 11. Brethren, when you come together into one place, it is not now to eat the Lord's Supper, for everyone taketh before his own supper to eat. And one indeed is hungry, and another is drunk. What have you not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God? And put them to shame that have not. What shall I say to you? Do I praise you? In this I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and said, Take ye and eat, this is my body, which shall be delivered for you. This do ye for commemoration of me. In like manner also the chalice, after he had supped, saying, This chalice is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you shall drink it, for the commemoration of me. For as often as you shall eat this bread and drink this chalice, you shall show the death of the Lord until he come. Wherewith whosoever shall eat this bread and drink the chalice of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let man prove himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the chalice. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh judgment to himself, not discerning the body of the Lord. Therefore there are many infirm and weak among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But whilst we are judged, we are chastised by the Lord, that we may be not condemned with this world. In the Holy Gospel, it's taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 13. Before the festival day of the Pasch, Jesus, knowing that his hour was come, that he should pass out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And when the supper was done, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him, knowing that the Father had given him all things into his hands, and he came from God and goeth to God, he riseth from supper and layeth aside his garments. And having taken a towel, he girded himself, and after that he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the feet of his disciples, to wipe them with a towel, wherewith he was girt. He cometh therefore to Simon Peter, and Peter saith to him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith to him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash not thee not, thou shalt not have no part with me. Simon Peter saith to him, Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not but wash his feet, but is clean wholly. And you are clean, but not all. For he knew who he was that would betray him. And therefore he said, You are not all clean. And then after he had washed their feet and taken his garments, being sent down again, he said to them, Know you not that I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for I am so. If then I, being your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that as I have done to you, so do you also. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Take ye and eat, this is my body, which shall be delivered for you. Do this for a commemoration of me. In like manner also the chalice, after which he had supped, saying, This is the chalice of the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you shall drink for a commemoration of me. For as often as you shall eat this bread and drink this chalice, you show also the death of the Lord until he come. These words are taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When the Arabs invaded Cordova in the 700s, they defeated the Visigoths and took over the city. For many years, they persecuted the Catholics who lived there, until the city was freed by the Crusaders in the Middle Ages. However, during those long years of the Muslim enslavement, many Catholics suffered heroically and won the palm of martyrdom. In particular was this Spanish nobleman. The Muslims confiscated his wealth and enslaved him. And they proceeded to torture him and inflict various punishments on this man. One day, they attached him to one of the pillars of the great mosque in the city. And he was left there for days in the scorching heat. And at night, he had to suffer the bitter cold. The infidels even beat him and ridiculed him constantly. And so in order to support his faith in this frightful struggle, he continually traced out the cross on the stone on which he was fastened to. And with this persevering effort, he slowly dug with his fingernails a cross into that stone column into which he was chained, just by a constant repetition of making the cross. And thus the cross he made was enough to give him courage in his sufferings. He felt less alone and closer to Jesus crucified by seeing the cross. He remembered all that Christ had suffered and that helped him to endure for love of his Savior, all that the tormentors inflicted upon him. And so he thus remained steadfast until his death. This mosque has since become a Catholic church, and the cross dug into this pillar can still be seen today. Now, in the epistle for today's Mass, St. Paul recalls how our Lord offered the first Mass on Holy Thursday night, how he instituted the sacraments and gave us himself in the Blessed Sacrament. As St. Paul says, our Lord told us to continue to do this in commemoration of him. And as often as we do it, we show the death of our Lord. And thus our Lord told us to do this often, to celebrate the Mass as we have each day. The Gospel then goes on to tell us how our Lord that same night washed the feet of the apostles. And thus we see what a great degree of love our Lord shows us and shows us through his apostles. Imagine the Son of God kneeling before his disciples to wash their feet. He was their master, but he gave them proof of his great love for them, and he washed their feet just as a servant would do. Yes, this was a great act of humility and love. It was not all that our Lord did that night, though, the night before he died. It was on that same very night, before he suffered and died for us, that he instituted the Mass, holy orders, and gave us himself in the Holy Eucharist. It was his last act of love before he was to be put to death, to leave himself for us in the Blessed Sacrament, to give us the Mass and holy orders, to continue the sacrifice. Think of the many blessings we have, my dear faithful. During these turbulent times, we are blessed to have the true Mass and the true sacraments. We have been given the true faith, and God has preserved us in this one true faith at a time when millions have been led astray. For all these graces, we most of all should be most grateful to our Lord. For he who has received more owes more. Thus, we must be all the more faithful and grateful to what our Lord has done for us. Most men don't realize and appreciate all that our Lord has done for them, and continues to do for us. And thus, they break the most sacred heart of Jesus. They lack gratitude. You know, when our Lord appeared to St. Margaret Mary and revealed his most sacred heart to her, he told her this was the greatest pain in his passion, the ingratitude of men. That after all he suffered and did for us, the majority of people would not make a return of love. Our Lord complained to her, "I looked for one who would grieve together with me, but there was none, for one who would comfort me, and I found none." During the agony of our Lord in the garden, which we commemorate tonight, and especially at the altar repose, we see our Lord suffering this pain of neglect and indifference. And that is why he sweated the blood on Holy Thursday night in that garden, in his agony in the garden. He saw into the future, and he saw that most men would not love him in return for all he has done for us. And he said this was the greatest pain that men did not love him in return, and that instead they show neglect and indifference to all he suffered and did for us. And he even said that if we just made a return of love, all the sufferings he did would be as nothing. He even attested that he would endure them all again, all that he suffered in his passion and his death, just to save one soul. So let us now make a return and show him how much we love him and how much we appreciate all he's done for us. Let us answer his plea to spend time with him and to make a return of love. Do this by striving to make a return of love to him, especially tonight at the altar of repose. There he waits for you to comfort him and grieve with him by thinking about his passion and death and join him in his sufferings. And then throughout the year, do not forget his passion and death and make a return of love by simply fulfilling your daily duties for love of him and saying those daily prayers. But most of all, renew your devotion and appreciation for the Mass and the sacraments. Today we relive that day when Christ instituted the Mass, the wonderful means of our salvation. We have the true Mass and sacraments, but do we really appreciate them? Do you attend the Mass, many Masses and devotions that you have here at the chapel? Do you attend with attention and devotion? You know, so many people profess that they want to hold fast to the Mass and tradition, but they compromise their faith. They accept the tainted Mass. Or what is worse, those who have the true Mass, the unblemished Mass, don't go to it as often as they can. If you who hold fast to the traditional Mass and truly appreciate it, would you not attend the Mass as often as you can? We should then grow in our love and appreciation for the Mass more and more each day. You know, the sacrifice of the Mass is truly Christ dying on Calvary. It is continued at every Mass. For the Mass is the same sacrifice as the sacrifice of the cross, just in an unbloody manner. The priest is the same, the victim is the same. The Mass is a sacramental sacrifice, substantially perpetuating in an unbloody manner the sacrifice of the cross. The Mass is the source of all graces for us. It is our strength and our comfort in this valley of tears. It is truly the only thing that keeps this world together, keeps it in order and from falling apart. Without the Mass, life and everything else in it would be meaningless. And so, like the Spanish nobleman in the story, he looked for comfort and strength in that little cross he made in the stone he was chained to. So the Mass should be our strength. It is the real renewal of Christ's sacrifice on the cross, and it is of infinite value. The Mass will help and comfort you throughout life's difficulties. And therefore, my dear faithful, strive to attend Mass more often and with greater attention and devotion. You know, nothing you do in the day or even throughout the entire year put together is equal to attending Mass with devotion and attention. And so begin today by attending the rest of Holy Week ceremonies with generosity and greater devotion. Come tonight to spend a little time with our Lord in the altar of repose. Let us who have been given so much strive to make up for the ingratitude of the rest of men by comforting our Lord tonight at the altar of repose and at tomorrow's ceremonies on Good Friday and Holy Saturday. In fact, he longs for this consolation. And so as we look upon him for strength, we can even bring him comfort, for he foresaw in his passion all the prayers and sacrifices that we make now. And in a sense, this brought him some comfort. So as the Sacred Heart pleaded with St. Margaret Mary, he now pleads with you. Will you at least make a return of love to me? God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.